This is the Soulful PR Podcast with Janet Murray, episode 94.
Welcome to the Soulful PR Podcast. Tune in every week for practical tips, strategies, and case studies that will help you get media coverage for your business. And now, here's your host, Janet Murray.
Hello, and welcome to the show. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about the seven steps you need to take if you'd like to start a podcast. But before we get to the main part of the show, I just wanted to mention something exciting that I've got going on this month. I'm running a 10-day PR challenge, a daily pitch challenge, where I'm inviting people to join with me and take one daily action every single day that will help them to get high-profile media coverage. I'd love it if you took part two. As this episode goes out, I think we'll be on day two, but that's okay. You can still join us. I'll add a link in the show notes and it will be great for you to take part. So with that, it's on with the main part of the show. So in this episode, I'm going to be sharing seven steps you can take if you'd like to start a podcast. But before we get to the content, I do want to give you a big disclaimer. Now, I've been podcasting for just under a year. I'm getting close to my 100th episode, but I wouldn't say for a minute that I was any kind of expert on podcasting. So what I'm going to share with you is my experience of starting a podcast, and I'm also going to signpost you to some more useful, relevant content that will help you to get started. Now, why, you might be wondering, have I decided to create an episode on podcasting when I've just said that I'm not an expert? Well, it's simply because in my Facebook group, amongst my clients, I'm just constantly being asked about it. People keep asking me, what kind of kit have you got? How did you get started? Where do you host your podcast? What software do you use? And people keep asking me questions about it. So I thought, why not create an episode on the topic? But like I say, I'm not an expert and I'm going to share my experience. I'm going to share what I know, but also signpost you to some more authoritative resources along the way. So first off then, if you're thinking of starting a podcast, the first piece of advice I would give you is to start with why. So really think carefully about why it is that you want to start a podcast, because that will determine the kind of content that you create. And if you skip this why step, you may end up creating the wrong kind of content for your audience. So this is why I think it's really, really important that you get this nailed down up front. So in my case, my reason for starting a podcast was because I had two reasons. The first one was because I wanted to reach a wider audience. So I already had established an audience through my blog, which I've been doing for 3 or 4 years. But I am a big podcast fan myself, and I was aware that I felt that I would be able to reach a wider audience, and particularly a more international audience, if I was also podcasting, because as a big podcast fan myself, somebody who goes and looks in iTunes for new podcasts to listen to, I felt it would be opening me up to a brand new audience. And that has certainly proved to be the case. My second reason was also about building my network, because I knew that if I had an interview format for my podcast, it would allow me to reach out to more successful online business owners, to have the chance to get them on a call for half an hour or an hour and grill them about what they're doing and how they've been so successful, which is obviously great, but also start to build some relationships as well. So there were two really kind of strong, compelling reasons for me. And also, obviously, it goes without saying that if I wanted to reach more people, why did I want to reach them? Well, they were obviously prospective clients for me, and I certainly can actually identify a good dozen or so clients, which I know have come directly from my podcast, which is great. So the second thing I would do, once you're clear on your why and why you want to do this, is to decide on the kind of content that you want to create. And I think you need to think this all through before you even start thinking about kit or buying any kind of kit or software. Just get all of this stuff nailed down first. So things to consider. Do you already have an audience? So if, like me, you've already got a blog or you're creating some kind of content online, you'll have a good idea of what kind of content you should be creating. So in my case, I knew that I had an audience of people who wanted to get press coverage and had key questions around that. They had key problems that they were facing around that. So I knew I would be able to create valuable content. So it's really, really worth thinking about this, because if you're going to start a blog, remember that you will have to be coming up with new content all the time. And you need to be really sure that you are going to be able to do that on a consistent basis, and you're not going to dry up or run out of ideas. It's really worth spending some time just thinking about what kind of content you're going to create, and just being sure really that there is an audience for that kind of content, there is a need for that kind of content. And I think going over to your prospective clients or the clients that you currently work with, what are their problems, what do they struggle with, that will probably give you loads of ideas. So the third thing I would advise you to do is to decide on your format. So the key thing with podcasting, if you want to be successful at it, is to be consistent. So whether you decide that you're going to put an episode out every month, every 6 months, every year, I mean, I probably wouldn't advise that, but I'd say probably once a week at least, or once a fortnight is probably a good amount to start with. But it doesn't matter what you decide. The key thing is consistent. It's consistency, basically. So you need to decide whether you're going to do a interview format, whether you're going to do a mixture. You might want to do a mixture of interviews and solo shows, or you might want to do completely solo. So have a think about those sorts of things, because again, that will impact on the kind of content that you're going to create, and also how long it will take you to put it together. So if you're just going to do solo shows, then you can do that quite quickly. But if you're going to do an interview format, then you're probably going to need in a bigger lead time, because you're going to have to get interviewees lined up for your show, and that can be a little bit more complicated. The other thing you might want to think about is the length of episodes. So I do one short episode midweek, which I publish on a Tuesday. So that's usually around sort of 15 minutes, or I try to keep it around that. And then on a Friday, I do a longer interview, which can be anything from 30 minutes to an hour if it's particularly interesting and the person's got enough time to speak to me. So have a think about all of that stuff. And at this stage, you probably want to start thinking about the format. And things like, are you going to have an intro and an outro? If so, are you going to have a voiceover? Are you going to have music? What's the format going to be? I use an editor, which I'll talk more about later, but I have quite a strict format, if you like. So I announce the show episode at the beginning. Then I have an intro where I talk about what the episode's going to be about. I might flag up something that I've got coming up. Then I'll have the main episode, and then I have an outro. So if you're a regular listener, you've probably picked this up already. But that makes it much easier, because I'm using an external editor to edit it for me. He now knows the format, and that makes life an awful lot easier. And it also helps a lot when you're planning ahead with your content as well. I'm thinking about when I'm planning my episodes and I'm planning my content, I'm often thinking about trying to tie that in with maybe events I've got coming up, with launches that I've got coming up, with new products or services. So the more that you can think all of this through before you even buy any equipment, before you even hit record, the better your podcast is likely to be. As I say, I would start thinking at this point about things like, do you want an intro, an outro? Do you want music? Do you want a voiceover? But I wouldn't get bogged down with this. I've seen too many people get bogged down by these kind of questions and then not actually create any content because they're so busy worrying about this stuff. So I would just give it some thought in your planning, but no need to do anything about it at this stage. One thing I also would probably suggest that you do at this stage, if you're interested in having your own podcast. Somebody asked me in my Facebook group recently, actually, they were saying, how have you got such a great radio voice? Well, that was really kind of them to say. I don't think that I have, to be honest. But I think what they were referring to is that I probably sound fairly confident behind the mic. Now, if you go back and listen to the early episodes, I possibly don't sound quite so confident and I'm speaking rather fast. That was the feedback I got a lot at the beginning. I think I've slowed down quite a lot. But I think if you want to get some experience, being a guest on other people's shows could be a good move for you. So you might want to think at this stage about pitching yourself to other people's shows as a guest, and then you can just get a little bit more comfortable with being behind the mic, basically, or just hearing your voice and all of that kind of stuff. And I think also it's just worth saying at this point that your first few episodes will probably not be that great. But if you don't put them out, you'll never, ever get off the starting blocks. So if I was to go back now and listen to my opening episodes, I would probably cringe. But if I hadn't put them out, if I hadn't just gritted my teeth and just thought, well, I know they're not going to be brilliant, but I'm going to get better, then I probably wouldn't ever have put anything out in the world at all. So another thing to think about at this stage. Okay, so my next stage, having done all this thinking and planning, is then to start thinking about equipment. Now, I wouldn't go out and spend a lot of money on equipment at this stage, because You don't know, if you've not had a podcast before, you don't know if it's for you. You might think it's something you're going to like. You might think it's something that you're going to be good at, but you just don't know. So I wouldn't invest a lot of money. I would probably, I don't know, put aside £100 or something like that, or the equivalent in dollars, and just kind of go secondhand, maybe try and buy some equipment off other people, or just get, you know, really kind of basic stuff to start with. And something that I didn't do, which I now think would have been a much, much better idea, and Colin Gray, the podcast host who I interviewed in episode 61, he is a big advocate of this, and I think he's totally, totally right. But he advises you to do seasons. So instead of, like I did, just saying, I'm going to start a podcast and I'm going to put out an episode every Friday, and then I went up to two episodes a week, so twice a week, forever and ever and ever, which is basically what I've done. He advises that you plan to do seasons. Now, that season could be anything from 4 episodes to 40 episodes or 400 episodes, whatever you decide. But the key thing is that you're planning a series of episodes rather than a kind of infinite, never-ending show. And I think that can be really good, because not only does it gives you a chance to try things, you could try a short series and see how it works. And if it doesn't work, you can finish it and move on to something else. But it also allows you to have a bit of a break, because podcasting week in, week out can be quite exhausting, and finding guests and writing the show notes and all this stuff, it really, you know, is quite time consuming. So it also gives you a kind of end point where you can take a breather, and you can also get your audience excited and warmed up for the next season. And I really, really wish that I had done that. I can't tell you how much that I wish that I'd done that. And I think it would have helped with my programming and getting my schedule, the content better, because when you're doing it week in, week out, sometimes you have guests drop out on you and you have to find somebody quickly. And so sometimes the quality, not of the guests, but sometimes the quality of the kind of balance of the programming isn't always as good as it could be. And I think working in seasons can help you be just much better overall. So definitely give that some thought. And as I was saying about not spending loads on equipment, then just starting by telling yourself, look, I'm going to do 4 episodes, 8 episodes. It doesn't have to be a big lifelong commitment. That can be a really great way just to try it out and see if it's for you. So equipment, I would just start with the absolute minimum. So a podcast microphone with a USB that you can just plug into your computer, or you could use a headset mic. And I'll link in the show notes to Colin Gray, who I interviewed in episode 61. We have a much longer conversation about this. I'll link to his recommendations for equipment, and he recommends equipment for beginners, intermediate, if you like, and then pro. So there's lots of different choices for you to have a look at. But very basic mic and possibly a pop filter. So that's the little sort of, you've probably seen them, those little black screen things which go in front of your mic and they stop that kind of buh and puh plosive sounds that you can get if you haven't got them. I also invested in a little mini portable studio, which is basically just a load of foam which goes around the edge of my microphone. It doesn't look that pretty, but you can make your own actually out of egg boxes and shoe boxes and all sorts. But I found I was podcasting from a very echoey room, and even with my portable studio, sometimes it still feels a little bit echoey. But that cost me, I think, about £20-30, and that was probably quite a good investment. I've got this Blue Snowball mic, which I will link to in the show notes, but everyone kind of laughs at, but it's been fine for me. I just felt when I was getting started, I just needed to have something really simple that would just plug straight into my computer, and that I wouldn't get too bogged down by the technical stuff. Because if you get going and you start talking to some people about podcasting, they'll start talking about mixers, they'll start talking about these different mics with different kind of functionality and all this kind of stuff. And it can just be off-putting if you've never done it before. So I would advise you just get a simple microphone that has a USB connection that plugs straight into your computer, possibly a portable studio, but you can go in a cupboard. I mean, a lot of podcasters I know record in cupboards and everything to block out external sounds, or you can use duvets and pillows and all sorts to create a better sound. I bet my podcast editor, Igor, is probably listening to this and thinking, oh my God, what's she saying at this point? But they would be the basic things that I would say. A mic that you can plug into your computer, possibly a portable studio. You might want to just use headphones to block out any external sounds, and just keep it really, really simple. So the next thing, once you've got that basic equipment, and as I say, I will link to some recommendations in the show notes, is to create some content. And I use, so I would basically just record some content. I wouldn't worry too much at this stage about intros and outros, because again, if you get too bogged down in intros and outros and music, you may find that you never end up creating any content because you're worrying too much about that. So if you're doing a solo episode format, then I would just record some solo shows, just you talking into the microphone, and obviously planning out your content beforehand. I wouldn't advise you to script it. I work from bullet points, quite detailed bullet points, but I think if I was reading from a script, it probably wouldn't sound very natural. So I would suggest just making quite detailed notes and working from those. And the more you do it, the more confident you get about ad-libbing as well. So I use a software called Audacity, which is free, and you can also edit in Audacity. I know that some podcasters use Adobe Audition, and I use Skype Call Recorder. So when I do interview episodes, I do the interviews over Skype, and I use something called Skype Call Recorder, which is free and has been perfectly reliable for me so far. Now, I use a podcast editor, Eagle, who I pay an hourly rate to help me. Now, I just didn't really want the hassle of editing it, but I know plenty of other podcasters who, like me, wouldn't say they were particularly techie, but they edit their own podcasts and find it quite straightforward. So certainly look at that, and I'll link to some of Colin's resources on podcast editing as well in the show notes. But I decided that I would outsource mine. So I quite literally, I explained before that my podcast episodes tend to be in four chunks. So I have an intro where I announce the number of the episode. Then I have a second intro where I talk a little bit more about the episode and maybe some other stuff that I've got coming up. Then I have the main episode, and then I have a little outro clip. Those MP3 files, I just upload them into a Dropbox, and Igor knows the format now, knows the order that they go in, and he just basically edits it together and makes it all sound wonderful and adds the intro and outro. But just to reassure you, you can do this yourself. It is time consuming, but you can do this yourself. If you're thinking about outsourcing, then I would try and get personal recommendations. Igor, I got through my friend Amanda Cook, who has the Wellpreneur podcast, and I've now referred him on to several other podcasters. And Igor is on Upwork, so you might want to consider using a site like that, somewhere like Upwork or People Per Hour, maybe not Fiverr, because you don't tend to get the same quality of work. I think my experience of using the site Fiverr is not so good. Although I did get my voiceover for my intro and outro. Actually, I found her on Fiverr and she was brilliant. So just contradicted myself there. So you might want to start thinking at this point about your intro and outro. I wrote a basic script for mine, and I found somebody on Fiverr, which is a site where you can hire anybody to do any kind of creative work for you. I think it cost me, the idea of Fiverr is that it's supposed to cost you $5, but I think mine cost me like $30 or something. And the lady that I got, I could listen to some clips of her to see what she was like and if she seemed right for my show. I wrote a little script for her. She went off and recorded it, sent me back the MP3 files, and then I gave them to Igor. So it was only the first few episodes that were a little bit more complicated, just making sure that everything went in the right order. I also chose some copyright-free music. I'm sure you probably know that you can't just go around taking clips of any old music, so you will need to get some copyright-free music. And you can do that. I'm going to put a link in the show notes to one of Colin Gray's lists of where you can get royalty-free music. And some of the recommendations he has is Music Bakery, Jamendo, Audio Jungle. I can't remember where I got mine from, but I think it was Jamendo, but I couldn't say for sure. And that's a case of just obviously listening to clips. I spent quite a bit of time listening to other people's podcasts, obsessively listening to the formats that they had. Like now it seems a bit silly looking back on it, but just to, when I was deciding what order to do everything in, I listened to shows that I liked and some that I didn't like so much. And then I worked out a format that I thought would work for me. I also listened to people's jingles and music and voiceovers and made some decisions from there. So I think early on in the process, when you're thinking about your content ideas, that's when you might want to do some research and just listen to other podcasts and see what you think works for you. And although this sounds overwhelming, probably as I'm saying it all to you now, when you're doing it, if you're just doing it step by step, it's actually not anywhere near as overwhelming as it sounds. So the next step, and this is where it gets a little bit more complicated, is deciding where to host your content. Now, you will probably know that you can't host your podcast content on your website because the files are too big. And if you do that, you could end up getting fined or even banned by your website host. So you don't want to do that. So lots of people choose to, you need to find somewhere basically to host the files because they're large files. I use something called Libsyn. but there's also Blueberry, Amazon, Podbean. You might have heard of some of those. And Colin Gray, actually, who was my guest on episode 61, he has his own podcast hosting service as well. There's loads out there. Now, some people choose to just have their podcast on their podcast host. So you've probably come across some podcasts, I don't know, in places like SoundCloud or whatever, and some people just choose to have them there. But for me, I think if you want to get more listeners for your content, then you really do need to have it on somewhere like iTunes. And I think that will be the ideal. So the last piece of the puzzle, and this is the part where I probably feel least qualified to help you or feel least like an authority, is where it comes to publishing your podcast to iTunes. Now, in my case, I used a plugin, which is called PowerPress, and that allowed me to write all the descriptions for iTunes, to upload my artwork, all the keywords, all that kind of stuff. And basically, I had to do all of that background work. Then it was published on iTunes. And now, when I publish each new episode, all I have to do is just paste the file that I've uploaded into Libsyn. So that's my podcast hosting service. I just have to paste that in the back of the blog post in the back of my website, and that's all I need to do, and it goes straight onto iTunes and also is published on my website. Now, that's the area where I would feel least qualified to help you, because it's a little bit more complicated, and obviously it depends what kind of website you've got and what kind of plugin you're using. But what I'm going to do in the show notes, I'm going to link to a blog post I used, or a set of videos by Pat Flynn, and they're the ones that I followed when it came to publishing my podcast to iTunes, and I'll link to a couple of other useful resources for you. So I hope you found that useful. As I say, I'm not by any stretch of the imagination an expert on podcasting, but I thought I would just share my experiences and direct you to some other resources that might help you make some decisions about your podcast. And just to say that, I mean, I love podcasting. I feel like it's something that it sounds a bit dramatic to say it's like born to do, but I feel that it's a medium where I really kind of come into my own, and I've almost surprised myself actually by how well I've taken to it. And I find that you can just get a much better connection with your audience. I think when you're a podcaster, it's very different to blogging. People almost feel like they know you, and you can't get much closer to people than actually being in their earbuds while they're at the gym or while they're driving or while they're walking their dog or whatever it might be. So you really do get to build a really close connection with your audience. So as ever, I'd love to know how you get on with putting some of this into practice. My email is janet@janetmurray.co.uk, or you can tweet me @jan_murray. And if you want to dig into a little bit more detail and get more of an expert authoritative voice on this topic, then do go back and have a listen to episode 61. That's my interview with Colin Gray, the podcast host, because he really is an expert in this subject. You've been listening to the Soulful PR Podcast with Janet Murray. If you enjoyed the show, why not come over and join my Facebook group? It's simply the Soulful PR Facebook community, and I'd love to see you there.
You've just been listening to the Soulful PR Podcast with Janet Murray. If you enjoyed the show, she'd really appreciate you leaving a review on iTunes. And don't forget to head over to www.janetmurray.co.uk for more free content that will help you get media coverage for your business.